Well, since it is the 12 noon Mass, I have not had a chance yet to introduce my good friend at this Mass, Father Joe DeLuca, a fellow Philadelphia boy, grew up in as a choir boy in Philadelphia, wonderful Italian parents who are still with us, thanks be to God, in their early 90s, I believe. And Father and I have known each other for 33 years. I met him when I was 16. I was on a street corner with the Legion of Mary, handing out Catholic literature and rosaries and miraculous medals and Catholic literature. And he came up and pretended to be a Jehovah's Witness. And he was saying, "You Catholics are all going to hell, and you guys worship Mary and statues and the saints." And then I remember my mom and dad talking about this Italian fellow, Joe DeLuca, and I noticed he was wearing a brown scapular. So that did him in. Then I realized he truly was a Catholic. So we've been good friends ever since. And Father Joe has been ordained about the same time as I have, 22 years, this October for him. My anniversary is this Saturday, 22 years. Father's October, 22 years. Father Moseman's is today, his 15th anniversary. So make sure you wish him congratulations for 15 years. He'll be celebrating on Sunday evening over at the hall. So make sure you come by to share your congratulations with Father Moseman on 15 years. You know, Father DeLuca is a missionary of the Blessed Sacrament. Over the last 22 years, he's crisscrossed every state. He's been to every state in the country, setting up chapels of perpetual Eucharistic adoration. He and his other priests have set up hundreds of chapels all over the country. If you hear about a parish that has Eucharistic adoration, it's because either Father or one of his friends have really set up that chapel. He set one up for me at Our Lady of Angels 15 years ago in Woodbridge, 3 or 4 years ago at Holy Trinity in Gainesville, chapels of Eucharistic adoration. When you hear Father preach, he's a real character. In fact, I read an article once that somebody said, when you listen to Father, it's like listening to Joe Pesci, Jim Carrey, and Mother Angelica combined. So just a few words about today's... today, of course, is Thursday, the 17th of May. In many dioceses, this is Ascension Thursday. So in some dioceses, it's still a holy day of obligation. But for most of the country, that feast day has been transferred to Sunday. So we will celebrate the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord this coming Sunday. But one of the things when the feast day was moved to Sunday, or celebration of it was moved to Sunday in so many dioceses, the one thing that we forget is that today begins the novena to the Holy Spirit. So that's what I just wanted to say, just a few words about that, because today is 9 days from Pentecost. And so this is when you want to start your novena to the Holy Spirit, because we need to be praying for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon the world, upon the church, and in our own individual lives. When we were confirmed, we were given this gift of the Holy Spirit, but it's almost like when you make chocolate milk and you use like Hershey's syrup and you pour it into the bottom of the glass, it just remains at the bottom. You have to stir it up, right? You have to stir up the Holy Spirit. Those gifts were given to us in confirmation, but just like the chocolate milk, if we don't stir it up, it remains just at the bottom. We have to really pray to the Holy Spirit and try to get those gifts stirred up. And these gifts that we received at confirmation, the gift of wisdom, to be able to determine what is truly important in life, the eternal things versus the human things, the gift of understanding, to really have a good understanding of our faith, knowledge and fortitude. Fortitude is courage and strength in the face of the situations in today's world. We need counsel. We need piety, another word for love. And we need fear of the Lord, not wanting to offend our loving God. So these are the gifts that we need to pray for. So I'm sure you could go online on the internet and type out, novena to the Holy Spirit. And you can get that, I'm sure, and begin today. So even though we're not celebrating the Feast of the Ascension till Sunday, today, though, does begin our novena to the Holy Spirit. And when you pray to the Holy Spirit, you will receive an outpouring, the stirring up of these gifts that he wants to give us. And lastly, don't forget the fruits of the Holy Spirit. As we live in union with the Holy Spirit, these are the fruits. Like when you see an apple tree or a orange tree, they produce fruits. So the church says that when you're close to the Holy Spirit, you'll produce the fruits of charity, joy, peace, patience, goodness, mildness, faith, modesty, chastity. These are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So begin today on your 9-day novena, and then pray that Pentecost will be this outpouring of the Holy Spirit in your life as well.